Now, will you listen to this very extreme language? Because you just couldn't have anything more extreme than what we have here. And it's judgment on Jerusalem. And as we have put it in our notes, judgment is in ratio to her privilege. Now, will you listen? Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Now, Jerusalem was the city in which the temple was. The priests were there. The scribes had the word of God. Why, when wise men came from the east, they had no problem in telling you where the Messiah was to be born. They just didn't manifest any interest in checking up on the wise men to see if they had some valid information. They knew the letter of the law, but that's all that they knew. They did not know the author of the book, and they were far from him. Now, God's condemnation is on this basis. He says that the city is filthy and polluted. You see, this matter of pollution is not something that is new today. Pollution here is not physical. Actually, the pollution is not on the outside of man, it's on the inside of man. And the thing that's causing the pollution today on the outside is because man is polluted on the inside and filthy. That is, before God, he's not right. Now, when a man gets right with God, he's not going to dump his garbage on another man's property. And he's not going to fill a lovely babbling brook with the filth. If you want to know who it is that is polluting this earth that you and I are living on, it's the godless ones that are doing. It was quite interesting here in Southern California several years ago. Down at one of the beach towns, there was a meeting of the hippies, the godless crowd. And they got in a pasture down there and had a meeting. And it was a protest meeting. And you know what it was on? Pollution, you see. They were decrying the pollution of the big factories with their smokestacks and pouring out all of the dregs and all of the waste material from the factory. And very candidly, I agree with them, that's a terrible thing to do. But the interesting thing is, after they had their protest meeting, the city down there spent $2,000 cleaning up that pasture that those that were protesting pollution had polluted. May I say to you that today pollution is on the inside. And when you're godless and wrong with God, you are certainly going to pollute this earth that we live on. Man today is actually wrecking this earth that we live on. Now, that's God's condemnation, actually, of the city of Jerusalem. And this was a privileged city. It was a city that had glorious and wonderful opportunities. But it's also a picture of this city. It's a picture of mankind. And you find that was Paul's verdict over in the third chapter of Romans when he said in verse 16, destruction and misery are in their ways. What a picture of mankind. Mankind has always left a pile of tin cans and rubbish everywhere he goes on the earth today. What a picture of man. Now, why did he single out this city? Well, this city was a privileged city. This city had the temple of God. It had the word of God. And therefore, its judgment will be harsher than that of any others. And he calls it not only filthy and polluted, but he calls it an oppressing city. Well, it is an oppressing city because of the fact that it did not regard the rights, especially of the poor. It did not consider them. It oppressed the poor. And that is something else that I think is so hypocritical in our government. And we're not talking politics now, nor are we speaking of any one party. It's true of the whole structure that you have in Washington today. They're constantly coming up with some program to help the poor. And the interesting thing is, it's always some rich senator that's doing this, or some rich politician in Washington that comes up with a plan to help the poor. Well, to begin with, they don't know how we feel. They don't know our hardships. Those men have never experienced it. And always, it's not a plan to help the poor. It helps some bureaucrat, but it doesn't help the poor. So far, the poor have not been helped, and I don't think that they will be helped by any of the plans that men bring up, because of the fact that most of these today recognize that you have to tax the middle-class people today for any program. And I'll be honest with you, I sort of wish I could move out of the middle class, either up or down, one or the other, because of the fact that the middle class is making it possible for the upper class to take our money and help the poor class, the lower class, today. And I personally would like to move in one of the other brackets. It would be more comfortable to be there today. And God said he would judge this city for that. And then he's not through. He spells it out. She obeyed not the voice. Now, she was disobedient to God. In other words, this city had heard the voice of God, but had been disobedient to it. She received not correction. Now, God had sent judgment, 185,000 Assyrians outside the walls of Jerusalem, scared the living daylights out of these people. And they were frightened beyond measure. And you would think, well, now we'll learn a lesson from this. We have been partially judged, but God let the judgment pass over, so now we'll turn to God. But they didn't do that. I think that today there are so many Christians that we suffer and we never learn why God permits us to. He never lets anything happen to his own unless there's a purpose back of it. And therefore, this city is like many of us, received not correction, did not learn the lesson. She trusted not in the Lord. No trust in him at all. Look to something else. When Israel celebrated her 20th anniversary, that was the motto, science will bring peace to this land. Well, friend, the Bible says the Messiah is the Prince of Peace and he's the only one. But they don't trust him. They trust science. And after their 20th anniversary, believe me, Israel got into hot water. Science did not bring peace to that land, and we haven't brought it either today. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. And today, men are not running to God. They're running from God as fast as they possibly can. What a picture this is of this city.